Welcome to a message from Oasis Church. For more information about Oasis Church and how you can get connected, please visit myoasischurch.com. Here's Pastor Mark Pearl. Enjoy the message.
I'm going this morning to Leviticus, the 14th chapter. So the Old Testament book of Leviticus, chapter 14. How many are excited for the word? Amen. Leviticus 14. I want to talk to you this morning. I preached this at a camp meeting, type meeting. I'm not sure what year it was, a couple years ago. And I talked about this, and I want to talk about this morning. It's just what the Lord laid on my heart. And I want to talk about living clean. Now, for the anointing. Living clean for the anointing. In Leviticus chapter 14, we're going to read it. We're going to cut in this chapter and read a few verses. But let me give you the background just a little bit so you kind of understand what's being done here. Leviticus 14 is about the cleansing of the leper. In other words, if you had leprosy in Israel, you could go to the priest and go through the cleansing ceremony. Leprosy in the Bible is a type of sin. Now, we're living in an hour where you'll find preachers abundant that tell you it does not matter. But when you read the epistles of Paul and you read the book of Revelation, especially the letters to the churches, Jesus addressed sin very pointedly in those letters. The apostle Paul spent abundant time talking about living right. The Bible says that in God there's no darkness at all. That word, there's no darkness, means there's not even one particle of darkness in God. Now, we're flawed people. We've been born again. Our spirits are made perfect. But we have an issue, is we have a body that's yet to be redeemed. And this thing will do anything you let it do. Yes, you have to keep it under. Paul said he had to keep his under. Well, I just figure if Paul had to keep his under, I still do too. How about you? I'm still working on it. How about you? So we come from that premise that this message is not to condemn anybody who's missed it or failed, because all of us have. And like one preacher, I heard him say one time he sinned. And he was crying and talking to God about it and said, I'll never do it again. I promise you, I'll never do it again. He said, now this is what he said. He said the Lord spoke back to him and said, now don't go lying about it. How many know the Lord knows what's in us? But that should be our heart, shouldn't it? I've been trying to lose weight for 35 years. And even Phyllis said something to me here a while back. She said, I have a little more compassion for those that are struggling with addictions now. Come on. We're not, you know. Now, see, here, I've always been this way as a pastor. If you got an issue, you got a problem, and you want help, I'm not condemning you. I'm not looking down on you. I'm not thinking you're less of a spiritual person. I'm thinking you're a human being with flaws. Right? But when you come and you say, it's okay, now we're going to butt heads. We're going to butt heads now. How many know that? Because we're going to keep the standard according to the word. We're not going to grade on a curve around here. We're going to keep the standard high and shoot for it and have mercy when people miss it. Right? And deal with it from there. Amen. And so... But the Lord began to deal with me. He began talking to me about this and all this passage of Scripture about the leper and how he was cleansed from leprosy, which is a type of sin. And it says some things in this passage that I want to read to you this morning that are pertinent to us as New Testament believers that I think will help us and bless us this morning. Amen? So let's go. And like I said, we're not read the whole thing, but we're just going to read about three or four verses here. Verse 14, Leviticus 14:14, and it gives us a little bit of that ceremony of cleansing of the leper. It says, and the priest shall take some of the blood of the trespass offering, and the priest shall put it upon the tip of the right ear of him that's to be cleansed. And he'll put it upon the thumb of his right hand and upon the great toe of his right foot. We could talk about that and, you know, talk about the meaning of that, but that's not our point this morning. And the priest shall take some of the log of oil and pour it into the palm of his own left hand. And the priest shall dip his right finger in the oil that is in his left hand, and he shall sprinkle the oil with his finger seven times before the Lord. And of the rest of the oil that is in his hand shall the priest put upon the tip of the right ear him that's to be cleansed, upon the thumb of his right hand, and upon the great toe of his right foot. Now I want you to notice this last phrase here, last sentence, partial sentence. And upon the blood of the trespass offering. So he was to put the oil on the blood of the trespass offering. That's significant. Now, how many know oil typifies the Holy Spirit? Right? The anointing. See. But this leper who was cleansed of leprosy, the priest put the oil where the blood had been applied. There's even an old song, I think maybe Charles Finney wrote it, about the blood being applied, the oil being applied where the blood, the oil goes or something where the blood flows. I don't remember the song, but anyway, y'all got it, right? It's a song. Google it. Amen. But how many know, as believers, all of us have been anointed. That's what the Bible says. John said, in 1 John, he said, you have received an anointing from him. How many know we all have an anointing? Now, what is the anointing? Well, the anointing, and that's not the only place it tells us that, but it tells that in 1 John chapter 2 that we all have, that we've been given an anointing. The King James will use the word one place, unction, but it's the word for anointing. Paul said, it's God that hath anointed us. God said, touch not my anointed. Amen. And he was talking about all of Israel. They were anointed, called out, special people. Amen? Right. To him. And so all of us, when we get saved, we get anointed of God. Now, what is the anointing? Well, the anointing is a special endowment of the Holy Spirit to help us. Yes. You have the Holy Spirit to help you. Yes. Somebody ought to say amen. Amen. You have the Holy... See, one of the things is when we get saved, the Holy Spirit moves in to help us. See, the King James uses the word comforter, calling him the comforter. The New King James uses the word helper. He's come to help us. That's pretty good help. Amen. Amen. I was hired as a helper one time. A guy owned a heating and air and plumbing business. And I was 20 years old, 19 or 20. And... answered the ad. I didn't know Sikkim from come here about plumbing and heating and air. Now, my brother does, but I didn't. And so he hired me. And when he hired me, he said, you know why I hired you? I'm thinking, no, I don't know. He said, because you're the only one that came in dressed up. Get a hold of that, young people. Get a hold of that. I didn't know anything, but he said, I hired you because you came presentable. You looked dressed up. I didn't have a suit on, but I had, you know, nicer shirt, pants on, and went in for the interview. And he said, that's why I hired you. I remember the first day, I was his helper. I was his go get parts, go get stuff. He said, I want you to go get a 3/4 female brass fitting. The only thing I was thinking of was I didn't know fittings had sexes. I hadn't a clue what he was talking about. Not a clue. But I didn't want to tell him that. So I just went and grabbed the fitting, gave it to him. He didn't say anything. He used it. So I thought, I got it right. I learned what a female was that day. I'm not going to explain it to you, but it's in the makeup. Anyway, praise the Lord. But the Holy Spirit has come to help us. Amen? And so when we give our life to Jesus, He moves in. Isn't that wonderful? He moves in. In the Bible, you know, with the scripture, most people know that, 1 John 4:4. Greater is He that's in you than he that's in the world. How many, the greater one lives inside of us? Amen. So, and he was talking about the Antichrist spirits out in the world that hate God, hate Jesus, hate the Bible, hate believers. We have a greater one living inside of us. Amen. So all these, see, you and I as believers, we have an advantage, a supernatural advantage. Something supernatural is working on our behalf. Amen. And so we have help in life. We don't just have to live life without. You know, the Holy Spirit will help you in a lot of areas of life. How many know that? I mean, yes, of course, he's come to help you with your spiritual life and the your redemption and things like that. But I found out he can help you with natural stuff too and give you wisdom.
Yes, he will.
Amen. He can tell you who to marry, what house to buy, what job to take. Amen. He can tell you different things. He can warn you of things to come. You know, he can say, don't go here, don't go there. Amen. You know, you see some of the testimonies from 9/11 when it happened, some of the people that said they heard the voice of the Lord. One guy said he stepped into the building there and he heard, turn around and run. And he didn't know why, but he just ran and he just barely got out of there. You know, another guy, I read his testimony. He said that this was a pastor. I didn't realize this, but they had a church there in the Twin Towers. One of the floors, this guy had a church. And, you know, he was going into the office. I think that's what it was. And he said the Lord spoke to him, said, stop here and get some coffee and donuts. He said, I don't even like donuts. Something wrong with that guy. But anyway, he ain't right. But anyway, we'll leave that like it is. But, you know, he said, he said it was so strong that he said, I just obeyed it and did it. And he wasn't there when it hit. So thank God for the helper.
Amen.
But here's what I want to talk to you this morning about. We want to live clean for that anointing. Amen. We want to live clean for that anointing because the Bible, look with me, look at 2 Corinthians chapter 6. I wasn't sure I was going to go here, but I think we should go here. 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Go there. We want to live clean because we want to hear from God. Amen? You say, does it matter? It does matter. You know, listen to me. Samson was anointed mightily of God. Wasn't he? Mightily of God. But he kept fooling around. Amen. He kept messing around with unclean things. And when you read it, you know, God raised him up. Why did God raise him up? He raised him up to be a deliverer of Israel from the Philistines. Well, he had spats with the Philistines, but the only time he ever had spats with the Philistines was when they made him mad, personally. He never had, I can't read, listen, I've read through it, Judges. I can't find one place he ever went after the Philistines because of Israel. He went after them because they plowed with his heifer. That's in the Bible. Yeah, that's in the Bible. There's a lot of good things in the Bible. You ought to read it. Yeah, he said, you plowed with my heifer. He got mad at them. Burned their barley fields down. Amen. You read that, in every account I read, it's because he's messing around where he shouldn't be messing around, and he has to deal with them. And he's not doing it to be a deliverer of Israel. He's doing it because he got himself in trouble.
Right.
Have you ever got yourself in trouble? Thank God for mercy. Amen. But Samson just kept doing it. And one day, Delilah says, the Philistines are upon you, Samson. He said, I know what I'm going to do. Done this before. I'm going to shake myself. I'm going to go out there. I'm going to slay these people. And it said, the Bible said, he did not know the Lord had departed from him. Did he? See, when the Holy Spirit comes in Everybody knows. Day of Pentecost, the whole city knew. Can you imagine us having a meeting on Sunday morning and the whole city knows about it? That's having church. I said, that's having church. I mean, the whole city, because, you know, Jerusalem, I don't know how big it was. I looked at it one time, I don't remember, but it was a bigger city. It was bigger than Evansville, from what I remember. It was a few, and there were all kinds of people in the city at that time because of what was going on. And the whole city heard about it. That's church. But if you grieve him, now I know under the New Testament, people, we say, well, he doesn't leave us. But let me just say this. That anointing can be stronger or weaker. I've just learned that by experience. If you grieve him, he doesn't say anything. Do you know the Bible says you can grieve the Holy Spirit? Let me know that. All right. So Samson and Saul got them both in trouble because of their lifestyles. Said Saul in Samuel, he died as one as not having been anointed with oil. He died with the enemy, see. What did happen? He just kept playing around. Thank God for God's mercy. But don't believe these preachers that say, you know, it doesn't matter. It does matter. See, that's the doctrine of the Nicolaitans. The doctrine of the Nicolaitans was this. Your spirit's saved. It's all that matters. Your flesh doesn't matter. You can let it do anything you want it to do. That's just not what the Bible teaches. The Bible says we're no longer slaves to sin. The Bible says yield your members as instruments of righteousness. Amen? So the Bible has a lot of things to say. I don't know where these preachers are getting their messages from, but they're not getting them from the Bible. It's good preaching. We need to hear it, so we need to understand. Now, this isn't for purpose of condemnation, but it's just for purpose of man. I want God's best on my life. And if I miss it, I want to get it right. I don't want to live in it. Like Micah said, if I fall, I shall arise. I'm not going to stay down. How many know Peter blew it pretty big, didn't he? He denied the Lord. Jesus is just so forgiving. You know, that angel said, now you go tell his disciples he's risen and go tell Peter too. Peter probably wasn't feeling much like a disciple at the time. Amen. But did you know, Jesus, you know, he denied the Lord three times. I remember that. And when Jesus saw him on that shore, he asked him three times, you love me? You love me? Notice he didn't condemn him, but he let him know, you're back. We're straightening this out right now. Hallelujah. We're going to put this behind us. This happened, but it's done and it's behind us. And the third time, Peter got aggravated because he asked him the third time, you love me. Peter got aggravated. He said, Lord, you know I love you. You know all things. He said, well, then feed my sheep. Get to work. Hallelujah. Now look at this. In 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14, the Bible says, be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. Now that doesn't mean we don't witness to believers. We can't go to dinner with believers. How many of you got to be salt to them? But yoke means you're going the same direction. See? Yoke means you're going the same way they're going. Right? I can't win you. Listen now. People do what they want to do, but I'm just telling you, I can't. Before I met Jesus Christ, if I saw somebody drinking a beer and tried to witness to me, it wouldn't work. I felt like I hit a stump there, soft spot in the floor right here. What happened here? No. What? Because I'm doing that. I'm bound by that. I had a friend that I went to witness to him to lead him to Jesus after I got saved, and he was one of my partying friends. And so I go to his house and he's working on his TV cussing like a sailor. And I talked to him about Brad. His name was Brad. I said, You need to get saved. You need to give your life to Jesus. He said, I did. I'm thinking, thou didst not. I was thinking King James, you know. I said, oh, yeah? He said, yeah. He said, I was watching this preacher on TV, and I prayed with him. Well, what I didn't know was he really did. He just had to grow a little bit. See, I had a spirit-filled mama. I knew how Christians were supposed to live. He had no example before him. He didn't know. He didn't know. So he worked for airlines, and he was going to Evansville to live, to work for, used to be an airline here in Evansville called Brit. And he went to work for them, and he said, where should I go to church? I sent him to Pastor Gene Hayden's church. The first service, Pastor Gene preached on the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Brad looked at somebody sitting, and he said, is that something I should have? They said, you don't have that? He said, no. He said, yeah, you should. He went up and got baptized in the Holy Spirit, and it cleaned his mouth up and his life up. Amen. 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 Because the Holy Spirit likes clean vessels. Isaiah 52 said, you that bear the vessels of the Lord, be ye clean. Holy, God used holy men of God to write the Bible. They weren't perfect, but they were trying to live for the Lord. Amen. So he said, be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. Don't go the same direction they're going. For what fellowship has righteousness with unrighteousness? What communion has light with darkness? How many know? None. What concord or agreement hath Christ with Belial or the devil? How many know? None. What part hath he that believeth with an infidel or unbeliever? How many know? None. What agreement hath the temple of God with idols? What is it? How much? None. For you are the temple of the living God. That's what we are. As God has said, I'll dwell in them, I'll walk in them, I'll be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. And I will be a father unto you. You shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Verse 1, chapter 7. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Because we've got a God who says he's going to walk in us. He's going to talk in us. He told Israel, he said, clean up the camp. If I see any unclean thing, he said, I come here to deliver you. I come here to help you. But if I see any unclean thing, I won't be there. Right. Right. Amen. Now, boy, this is a rip-roaring message this morning, isn't it? Praise the Lord. Yeah. Amen. But we can grieve the Holy Spirit, see. Amen. We can grieve the Holy Spirit. We need to live clean for that anointing. Praise God. I want the anointing on my life. Amen. You know what I'm saying? I want the anointing on my life. Let me tell you something about sin. Let me tell you, once you're a believer, sin will never make you happy. Not inside. You know, the Bible talks about that Moses, that he left Egypt and all the, you know, we don't really think about this, but I mean, he left a lot. I mean, he was the kings, pharaohs, you know, I guess you could call him his grandson. You know, his daughter took him to raise him. He's in there with the wealthy. Amen. Moses was mighty indeed. He was wealthy. But he left it all. He esteemed it as nothing to follow Christ. And he'd rather the Bible said he'd rather have the reproach of Christ than the pleasures of sin for a season. A season. Your flesh may enjoy sin, but your spirit man doesn't. You don't. And if you're a believer, that repulses you. Amen. And the reason why is because you've got the Holy Spirit. You've got the anointing inside of you. Amen. There's something inside of you that's stronger. Amen. And so, you know, this isn't a deep message this morning. Not going to be a long message, but I just want to stir us up that, you know, if we've got things in our life we need to clean up, let's clean it up. Amen. Let's clean it up for the Lord. Let's get it cleaned up. Amen. You say, well, I'm struggling with something. Well, that's a different thing. Just keep, like I had a guy in my office one time and he was struggling with something and he was all condemned and beat up. I said, brother, let me tell you something. You fighting against it? Yeah, I'm fighting against it. I said, keep fighting. Because one of these days, you're going to hit it and you're going to knock it out of your park. Amen. You get up to bat, you swing one. If you swing enough times, you're bound to hit something. Amen. See, I've been swinging at losing weight for 35 years. I hit a couple home runs one time and lost 40 pounds. And something happened. My wife got to overeating and it got on me. We're one flesh, you know. And so she overate, and the Lord made me carry it. Bad doctrine, bad doctrine, bad doctrine. Amen. Well, I'm swinging again. I'm swinging again. I'll lose 5 and gain 3. But that's a net of 2. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So I understand we have a struggle with our flesh. I know that. I understand that. But you've got to understand you have power. You have an anointing. The greater one's living on the inside of you. Power of the Holy Ghost is inside of you. Amen. We're not servants of sin any longer. We're not slaves. Amen. To sin. Amen. But you got to fear God. How many of you got to fear God more than you fear anything else? And I mean reverence God. Reverence God. It's like I said about a lady one time. She was trying to quit smoking, having problems smoking. We don't condemn people that smoke. You know, it's like Brother Osteen, John Osteen, one time someone in his church said, "Pastor, can you dip snuff and still go to heaven?" He said, "Yes, but you'll have to go to hell to spit." And this was a lady in his church. It was a woman in his church. How'd you like to be married to her, guys? Old Jews coming out the side there. Give me a big kiss, honey, huh? It was a woman. It was a woman that asked him this. And so this lady in the church was trying to quit smoking, you know. And she said, "I just don't understand it." She said, "As long as I'm around you pastors, I don't smoke." Like if we had church functions. You know, because one time we took a trip somewhere. I don't remember where we went, what we were going to, but like a van or a bus or something. And the whole trip, she didn't smoke because of the Christians around her. I said, "Well, the problem is, you fear us more than you fear God. Because He sees it. And if it's Him dealing with you, quit it, then you should fear Him." It's like, and I think it might have been the same lady we were having a prophet in one time. And she said, I left my cigarettes at home. I didn't want them in my purse in case he'd know about it." No, really, sir. Listen, you lovely people, you say all kinds of things sometimes. God bless you. But it's like, lady, you can put them on the moon. And I think God would still know about it. But see, God was dealing with her. We weren't condemning her. We weren't beating her up. We weren't saying anything. Oh, maybe we said something about it in a sermon, but we weren't just going after her. We're just preaching the word. Let me follow what I'm saying. If I say something that you're doing, you think I'm going after you, don't flatter yourself. I don't know all that. I hardly know what I'm doing, let alone know what you're doing. It's enough. It's a full-time job just keeping up with me and where I put my stuff. You don't believe me? Ask my wife. She's my babysitter. I'm telling you, it's an act of God that I can get over to a foreign country and get back. I mean, really, it's a miracle of God that I don't call and say, "Honey, I don't know, I'm in Cuba. I don't know how I got here, but anyway, I'm in Cuba." Where you supposed to be? I was supposed to be in Atlanta. Thank God. I don't mean to say I'm ignorant, but I just don't pay attention a lot of times to stuff. And I can tell a story. You know, somebody can tell me something, I can tell it 35 times and she's still correct parts of it. I'm not trying to lie. I just don't retain facts, certain facts. Amen. I like to keep the Bible on my mind. I don't know about you. Hello. Come on, somebody say amen. Yeah, I'm just full of the word. That's all my mind's got room for is the word of God. I don't have time for any other kind of facts in there. Are you kidding me? How many understand that we've been given something called an anointing. In the Old Testament, the anointing they put on the priest, Aaron and his sons, and how many know in the New Testament, all of us, according to the Bible, are priests and kings, aren't we? Know what the Bible said? He's made us kings and priests unto our God. So if the Old Testament priest had an anointing on him, how many know how much more the New Testament priests have an anointing on their life? Amen. And that anointing oil, it was a special oil. Exodus 30 talks about it. It was a special oil. God said, "You shall make it of this and that." He said, "Don't compound any like it." This isn't to sell on the shelf at Macy's. Don't do it. He said, upon man's flesh it shall not be poured. See, that was... Now, we know it went on Aaron's flesh, but it wasn't considered flesh. This was for spiritual purposes. Y'all follow me? So that anointing on our life, it's not going to be on the fleshly stuff we're doing that's out of the Word of God. So the more of it we want on our lives, the more we need to walk according to the Word. You need that anointing. That anointing will guide you. It'll direct you. It'll bless you. It'll prosper you. It'll empower you. Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He's anointed me to do certain things. That anointing will come on you. I've had the anointing just, you know, most of the time we're not aware of it, but it's supernatural. Here's what I found out. We're around one another, and we're around, you know, how many know you're around yourself 24/7? You know you. You know the good, the bad, and the ugly. You know all of it. But what we don't realize is us believers have had something really special put on us. And many times when you as a believer, you walk into the presence of somebody that really is possessed of a devil, a demon, that demon knows it. That person will act up. I've seen it. It's like, what'd I do? You showed up. I said, you showed up. You showed up with something on you. Oh, I thought that's just for the preacher. Oh, no, the Bible says believers. Amen. I mean, you get a devil tree, don't call pastor. Cast it out of the tree yourself. Because you have an anointing. Amen? Come on, are you getting something this morning? I'm getting ready to close here. But let's close out. Can we look at one more scripture? Let's close out. Let's go to Psalm 15. I want to read that. While you're going there, Isaiah 59, the Lord said, the Lord's hand isn't short. His arm isn't short. His hand hasn't grown weak. It's not that. Amen. It's not shortened that it can't save. His ear isn't heavy that it can't hear. He said, but your iniquities have separated you. See, your iniquities have. I wonder if that's where the power's gone in the church. Amen. You know, when Israel had sin in the camp, how many know they couldn't stand before their enemies? And I hope you understand. I hope I'm making this clear. All of us miss it. I bet there's some of you, you miss it once a month. Why, am I being too generous? Okay. All right. A couple times a month. Is that fair enough? I'm being sweet, aren't I? All right. I'm either being sweet or stupid, one or the other. But you know what? There's a big difference in, yeah, we miss it. We have to ask God to forgive us. Shouldn't have said that. Shouldn't have acted that way. You know, probably shouldn't have bump drafted that person going down the Lord Expressway. You know, probably shouldn't have span them out. Probably shouldn't have shucked my fist at them. You shouldn't, by the way. Especially don't have an Oasis Church bumper sticker on your car and do that. My wife says, you ain't getting any. But having known, we're talking about living in sin. Living in sin. That's what we're talking about. We're not talking about tripping up. We're talking about, I got something in my life I know doesn't belong. God's dealing with it to get rid of it, but I'm not going to do it. That's an issue. How many know that? Look at Psalm 15. I want to read this. We'll close. The Bible says, Lord, who shall abide in your tabernacle? Who shall dwell in your holy hill? How many want to do that? Yes. He answers the question. He that walks uprightly, works righteousness, and speaks the truth in his heart. He that backbites not with his tongue, nor does evil to his neighbor, nor takes up a reproach against his neighbor. Reproach just means to spread an evil report or malicious statement and to try to damage their reputation. See? In whose eyes a vile person is contemned, But he honoreth them that fear the Lord. He sweareth to his own hurt, and he changes not. He that puts not out his money to usury, or that would be unreasonable interest rates, nor taketh reward against the innocent, he that doeth these things shall never be moved. Now you can, people can believe what they want to believe, it's their life, but I still happen to believe that God still cares. I still happen to believe this matters to him. I still happen to believe if you're going to walk in his anointing, you got to walk with him. Amen. And so we need to know that, and we need to understand that. And I don't know why I'm preaching this, but God knows why I'm preaching this. Maybe there's some area you need to adjust this morning. I don't know. You know what? I only know what the Lord shows me, and I'm glad he doesn't show me all your messes. I want to be able to sleep with them. I'm not saying you got a bunch of messes. That didn't come out too good, did it? All right. But help me understand what I mean. Because I want to be able to sleep with the night. I don't want to have to spend all night praying that you'd repent. No, you're his child. He deals with you personally, right? Individually. So you know this morning. You know, is there something I'm hanging on to? Is there something God's dealing with me to let go of and I'm not doing it? you need to, for your sake, you need to do it. God doesn't say these things for his sake. He's already got this mastered. He says it for our sake. Because regardless of what modern day preachers say, sin still produces death. It still kills you. If it doesn't kill you physically, it kills your spiritual life. And it will eventually may kill you spiritually. But it just kills things in your life. Marriages are killed because of sin. Relationships are killed because of sin. People's bodies are killed because of sin. We've watched it. We've watched people die because they chose to do something with their body they shouldn't do with their body. The Bible said don't do it. They died. God's word's true. Amen. It's not outdated. It's not old-fashioned. Amen. It's still true. Amen. And when the Bible says, be ye holy as I'm holy, it's still true. Amen. I know Christ Jesus made us righteous. Amen. Nothing we can do to improve on that. He made us that. But the Bible tells us to pursue holiness. Okay? That's something we can do something about. Amen.
That concludes today's message. For more information about Oasis Church, please visit myoasischurch.com. Thanks for listening.